Joe Fisher joins us.
It's a great tipper.
My rant finished. We'll visit with Joe Fisher on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. The news was happier for the Commodores over in Jackson last night.
Yeah, that was a pretty good performance all around, really, for Vanderbilt last night at Pringles Park. Four home runs in the game. Pedro hit a ball. There's the scoreboard in Pringles Park is in right center field, and it is a tall scoreboard. Pedro hit a ball over the top of that scoreboard. One of the guys who was working the game, who apparently works there, said it was only the second ball he'd ever seen hit over that scoreboard. Mm. And it was crushed over the scoreboard. I mean, if it had been at Hawkins Field, it would have landed either on 25th Avenue or across the street.
Oh, my God.
It was absolutely crushed. And so
did it land over by I-40 somewhere?
No, he hit it to right center field. Oh, okay. He hit it up in the woods up there behind the stadium. But it was just one of those balls that when it's hit, the crowd reacts with a gasp, and the right fielder just turned around and watched it. He didn't even take a step toward the wall. It was an unbelievable shot. He hit one to left field, one to right. Brad French hit a two-run homer. Dominic De La Hoya hit a home run. And that was more than enough, really, for Drew Hayes. Hayes struck out a career-high 12. And, you know, Memphis is really a team that's struggling right now. Their team batting average is something like .245. Yes. And, you know, this is a team that made the regional last year, obviously lost a lot of guys from that team. But it was really apparent early on that they were overmatched by Drew's fastball. They just couldn't catch up
Joe,
to it.
Joe, what do you find that they do anything different towards Alvarez as far as maybe, you know, like some Bonds treatment or something like that to not give him anything to hit?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we've seen several times this year where they'll put the shift on as well and, you know, pull three guys over to the right side of the infield and basically leave the left side open. Usually in non-conference games, most of the time, you know, they don't really pitch around him very much. Now they will situationally. You know, first base is open, you'll see him not getting many things to hit. But for the most part, he got pitches to hit last night. He took advantage of three of them. He had three hits, two home runs.
And so. Joe, the interesting thing about Alvarez is he's going to have Scott Boras representing him,
yeah,
which obviously takes on a whole different dynamic in the draft. But I'll tell you what, watching Alvarez, he really reminds me, and this is really a big leap here, he reminds me of George Brett. I mean, he reminds me, because this is a guy who I think could go into the big leagues. If he wants to be a line drive hitter, I think he can hit for a high average.
Right.
If he wants to hit home runs, I think he's going to be able to do that. It's going to be interesting to see when he totally grows into his body. Or he can end up like, you know, I can't decide if he's more like George Brett or if he's more like Chipper Jones.
That's a good question. To me, the Chipper Jones analogy really comes to mind because he has power to all fields.
Yeah.
He's not a switch hitter. But he's got power to all fields, and he's an outstanding fielder and has a great arm. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't really talk much about with Pedro. But he makes plays at third, and he makes them look really relatively easy. And his throw across the field from foul line to foul line is on a rope. And so that's a part of his game that's not talked about very much. You're right. Scott Boras, as his agent, does impact, in my opinion, the draft. You know, there are going to be some teams, in my opinion, who are going to be a little more reluctant to deal with him. But Pedro's one of those guys, if you've been around him very much, I don't think he wants to really be involved in all the negotiation stuff. He wants an agent who will do all that, you know, who will take care of all that for him, and certainly he's got a guy that can do that. But, you know, as you said, sort of alluded to, there are some teams that are going to take a second look at that because of Boris's reputation.
Did you bring us back any potato chips?
I did not. They did not pass them out at the game. I was disappointed. But it's a nice park, really nice park, great press box. And first time I'd ever been there, 330 down the lines, 390 to the center, in a great crowd, great facility. And
is Calipari there?
Again. Pardon me?
Calipari show up?
We did not see him there. Memphis has played a few games there, actually. I think they played like three games there this year.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.